Does that mean that's it? That's as far as anyone may challenge this now, in terms of any hope of overturning it?
Yes, what that means is the losing party went to the highest possible court, which is the Supreme Court of the United States. That court is a discretionary court, meaning they elect what to take. There's no right to go there, and they have elected not to take this. Now, frankly, you can't read too much into the Supreme Court denying a petition for a writ of certiorari because the sheer numbers are such that they only accept about 1 in 100. So that doesn't mean something was wrong with the other 99. Maybe 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 of those 100 cases would be certiorari worthy, but the court can only take so few cases that they even point out frequently. What we don't do has no precedential value. You can't read anything into what we failed to do.
In other words, this is not a major defeat to the advocates of the Second Amendment rights in terms of their concerns about the state law.
Right. It means that whether they're right or wrong, we won't know in this case. Now, there may come other cases for them to challenge. We won't know in this case because the court, a discretionary court, has elected not to weigh in on the issues.
Do the folks who brought this lawsuit have any recourse now, or is this going to have to come from some other quarter?
Well, they could always attempt to introduce legislation into the Maryland General Assembly to change the law via that route, because the legislature can do whatever it wants as long as it's not unconstitutional. What we learned is that in this case, the Fourth Circuit held that what the legislature did was constitutional, and the Supreme Court won't look at that issue. So I think the best bet for them to attempt to challenge would be to see if they can find some sympathetic members of the Maryland General Assembly and try to get legislation introduced that way. Shy of that, they're probably not going to get it changed.
So this and this, you say, is not something you should not read case law into. That you should not read into this something that can be used in the future to defend gun control, correct?
That's correct. In other words, the Supreme Court hasn't told us whether it thinks it's constitutional, unconstitutional. They haven't told us anything, and their case law makes it clear that a denial of cert, meaning their election to deny certiorari, their election to not take a case, has no precedential value, meaning somebody can't rely upon it to say, see, look what the Supreme Court did. They make it very clear through their case law that a denial of cert means we have done nothing. So you cannot read anything into what we have done or not done.